It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill, who's running the show for us today. Big day going on at Eldora, and we're going to talk to Darren Kissinger about D-Suave. He's going to be joining us here in a little bit. We'll be talking to him about everything that's going on at Eldora. It was kind of a bummer, wasn't it, yesterday, Austin, when we found out that they were rained out. I was all hyped up. I was going to watch some midget racing yesterday, and I was going to watch some late model racing last night, and it all fell apart on us. Rain, again, takes all the wind out of our sail, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I don't usually get into, late. I mean, not that I don't get into it. I get into it. I watch it. But I had a plan put together with a bunch of buddies to do a watch party with it and enjoy the prelim night to the $1 million race and see what see who is fast and kind of see, you know, what our picks, you know, looked like after yesterday's show and would have set, you know, today's show up really good for an idea of what tonight would look like. But I guess we're all going to kind of go in here blind with it. And, you know, the track is actually doing pretty good for between qualifying and,
yeah,
and the
heat
race.
Much better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the track, we'd figure with day racing it would fall off a lot in qualifying, but Mike Marlar just went out here and went quick time after being, you know, late in the first group. So
are you happy for Mike?
Yeah.
Because he's kind of one of our guys, isn't he? Wouldn't you say?
I guess you could say that. I mean, he's never said no to us. And, you know, he had a rough weekend at Lucas Oil for the show. I mean, he hurt his feet and ended his weekend, you know, kind of early. But, no, I mean, I think he's like he said before, he's not a big team, and he's definitely due for a big payday.
You know, I heard the guys on Flo say that he hurt his neck. And I always thought it was his foot that he hurt down there at the Show Me 100. But somebody said that he had actually hurt his neck some way or another. So
yeah,
I did that already.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. Good. You know, I would believe he hurt a lot of things. I mean, you don't bicycle a late model and land easy and not walk away with something. You know,
right.
I definitely think. I mean, your neck's your weakest point on your body sometimes, and I definitely think that took a blow, and then his feet took a blow. I mean, when you shove your feet through the floor pan and
yeah.
Or the floor pan through your feet and through the pedals, it's going to definitely do some damage. But,
yeah.
No, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a definitely good comeback for Mike.
Mike, fast time so far, 15.83 with a 9. Sound like a drag racer, don't I? 15.83 with a 9. Ricky Weiss is second with a 15.89. With a 7, and Austin Winger is 15.91 with a 9. So those are your top three guys. Man, I am excited. You know, here's the problem I have. You know, I say this, and maybe I ought to back up a little bit. I think it was 2005 when, Kirk, when we went to the World 100, was that 2005?
2007.
All right, a long time ago. Kirk and I went to Eldora to watch the World 100, and it rained all weekend. And they started qualifying about 11 or 12 at night, and they didn't get over until about 4:30 in the morning. Kirk and I had to go to bed because we had to do the show on Saturday morning from out there. And so they're going to run the World 100 on a daytime race. And when Kirk and I, the first couple cars that went out on the racetrack, it looked like it was going to be a shit show. I'm not going to lie to you. We thought, oh, my God, this is going to be terrible. This is going to be a horrible race. And I think Kirk would agree with me. Kirk, would you agree with me that was one of the best late model races we'd ever seen, wasn't it?
Best daytime race
I think we'd ever seen. And it was fantastic. Jimmy Owens, that was his first win there at the World 100, wasn't it? Jimmy Owens won that deal. And it was amazing that they had a good day race. Hopefully we can get the same thing here today at Eldora, and maybe they'll have a couple good races. $12,000 to win these two features, right?
Yeah, 12,000 to win, and then, you know, tonight will be the 101 lap, you know, a little over $1 million to win feature. And, you know, I think, you know, I bet you they're going to finish up Group B qualifying here in a second, and then, you know, they'll roll into their heat races and their Bs, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see a lengthy track rework between qualifying and the heat race, yeah. And probably the same thing after the heat races into the con season. You know, that's one thing you'll get with Tony. If he's going to work that hard to get the track smooth and good, he's going to work just as hard to make keep it juiced up and keep it good for the prelim nights.
So originally we had Ben Shelton. He was going to be on the show today, and we announced that yesterday on the show. But with the rain out, Ben's got to be on the air right now. So D Suave is going to be on with us instead, and you know, that might even be better, to be honest with you, because that guy is kind of a character, isn't he?
Oh yeah, I've never talked to him, and this should be, you know, I've only seen him on broadcast, so this should be good to hear what he has to say.
Well, little do you know that he was my cameraman when I was the pit reporter down at the Short Track Nationals at Little Rock for a couple of years, and we had a good time together. We get along really well. He's a good man, and I can't wait to talk to him here in just a little bit. Derek is a good guy. 124 cars at Eldora. Are you surprised by that number, or is that, you know, for $1 million, you know, I think the first $1 million race they had at Eldora, there was 235 cars or something like that, around 240 cars there. Are you a little surprised that that number is not greater than 124, Austin?
No, because I think 124 is still a good amount of cars.
No, it is.
You know,
I think
if we saw 50, we'd be disappointed. When you can only roll off 24 or so for the feature, and you got 124, I mean, you're going to send 100 cars home. So, I mean, I wouldn't complain about it. I don't know what else is, you know, I mean, there's plenty of late models in the country. I don't know, you know, where else they would be. But, I mean, if they're not there racing, they're, you know, probably in the stands watching.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll ask you this. How much do you think flow has an effect on the attendance of this race? I'm just going to ask you. What do you think, attendance-wise, why do you think some people just said, you know what, instead of driving 10 hours there, I'm just going to watch it on flow? Because just if you're a real hardcore race fan, you got to have the flow, right? Wouldn't you agree?
So here's how I view streaming and looking and not going to races. If you live like we do, we're 9 hours away from Eldora is what we found out.
Hours, 22 minutes. 602 miles.
I am not going to drive all the way to Eldora right now in this day
right.
to go and watch
with
racing.
The price
I'm
of
sorry.
Fuel.
I want to. I want to go for the spectacle of it, but it's not going to happen. So I'm going to sit at home and watch it.
Right.
Do I see fans 10 miles from the track doing that? Probably not. You know, I think the fans that live, eat, sleep, and breathe late model racing, that go to Eldora every year as a tradition, will be there. I don't think that...
Kind of like the people that go to Knoxville.
That go to Knoxville.
Right.
You know, we don't see ever since Dirt Vision came into the Knoxville Nationals, the Knoxville Nationals crowd, you know, being down. They sell out the past three... For the past 3 years that I went, it's sold out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's you might maybe lose 100 or
hold
so
on,
people,
hold on.
But
the
I don't,
410 Nationals sell out, not the 360 Nationals.
No, yeah. Right. That won't happen for a while.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't think it has that big of an effect on it.
No. You know what I think has a bigger effect on it right now than anything? The price of fuel.
Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is go right up the street. And listen, in our area of the country, I was reading last night that in our area, we are about as cheap as fuel gets in the country right now.
I believe it.
Right here. We're less than $5. And a lot of parts of the country, out on the west, out on the east, gas is over $5 a gallon.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, I...
So what do you think? Is it more about the price of fuel and the combination of having flow as an option? Give me your opinion on that.
Well, I mean, everybody's, you know, if you had to make the hard choice of driving hours away and you're just an average fan, I guess, I mean, I wouldn't go. I mean, I'm not going. You're not going.
Yeah.
You know, but I think if you, it's just a personal opinion or a personal preference. I mean, if you're willing to go out there and want to spend the money to enjoy your weekend and this is your one trip of the year, for all means, go for it. But if, you know, you're like somebody else where you don't want to, or you got things going on, or if you got more trips planned on the end of the year, then you wouldn't waste your money on it, you know?
Yeah. I think if you're a person that's on a budget,
yeah,
you're not going. You know, there's people that save up to go. But with the price of fuel right now, a lot of people are behind on their money because the cost of fuel is got them behind, right? You got to go to work every day. You do what you do. But so many people are making adjustments to the way they live right now because of the price of fuel. And I think fuel is the number one reason that you might see the attendance down this weekend at the Million. You can't disagree with that, can you?
It's going to be sold out.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, did you see all the camping and the parking that they had full?
I saw a lot of empty spots there, too. I bet a lot of empty spots.
We'll come back tomorrow morning, and I bet you the stands are almost full, if not. I mean, I've never seen Eldora have a Crown Jewel event.
I'll bet you a lunch on that.
The Kings Royal, the Four Crown, maybe not have a full main grandstand.
I'm gonna.
But also, I mean, there's a lot of hype into the Million right now. It's the first time in 21 years, that we've had a race pay $1 million. And I mean, I brought this image up here earlier that I saw my way in. Let me get it pulled up. You know, this race per mile, the leader will earn $19,000 per mile. That is three times more than what Marcus Ericsson had at the Indianapolis 500, where he brought in $6,000 per mile.
Uh-uh.
And compared to Ryan Blaney's race at the All-Star race that paid $1 million to win,
right,
he brought in $5,000 a mile. So, I mean, there's a lot of money into this, and there's a lot of hype of being a $1 million winner and the prestige of it that I mean, uh-huh, you're going to have people there.
I'm going to disagree with you. And here's why. As a person that's lived on the road for the last 13 years, I know what it takes to run up and down the road financially. And if you have especially if you have a diesel motorhome, the price of fuel for diesel is basically a ripoff to everybody right now. It's the bottom of the barrel diesel is, and they charge you more for it. There's a lot to be said there. I'm not going to say it. But I'm just saying that the price of diesel is going to keep a lot of people from going. And then when you get there, you have to run your generator the entire time you're there. I don't know if they've got plug-ins at Eldora or not.
I would be surprised if they didn't. I mean, it's one of the nicest facilities in the country.
Yeah. Paul just said, I just drove across the U.S. and gas stations were packed. It isn't stopping people. I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, Paul. It's all right to disagree. We're all entitled to our opinions here on Mostly Motorsports. That's what this show's all about. We don't get all bent up in a wad when somebody has a different opinion than somebody else. You're entitled to your opinion. And that's okay. But I believe that the attendance is going to be down at Eldora this year due to the fact of the price of fuel. Not everybody has a wad of money, right? It's like little old racing boys here, you know. I would love to go to Eldora, but I'm not going to buy the fuel. I got a motorhome that's ready to go. I got a diesel motorhome that I could jump in right now and drive to Eldora and be there. I'm not going to spend the money on it. I'm just not going to do it. You know where I'm going to go this weekend? I'm going to go to Knoxville, and I'm going to watch my boy Austin O'Neill run his 360 up there. That's where I'm going to go. It's 3.5 hours from home versus 9.5 hours from home.
Well, that's what I was kind of saying earlier. If you're an average late model fan like you and I are, I mean, we love our sprint car racing. You know, we're
sprint car guys.
We're not falling over, you know, head over heels for late model racing. It's great racing.
I enjoy it more now than I ever have.
Though. Right.
We're
9 hours away, but you're probably not going to draw that 10 to 12 hour crown that you used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like us.
Well, I'm just I just think that I think right now that more people are spending so much extra money on fuel just to go to work every day. That some people, that the blue collar person, might not be able to afford to do it. They might not be able to afford to go there. Here Tammy says, I think the average dirt fan will still go to the marquee events in 2022. The weekly shows will suffer the price of gas. Now, you got a good point there, Tammy. I'm not going to say you don't. You've got a good one. But I think the people that go to the marquee events are the people that can afford to go to it, because I know a lot of my friends that are just working stiffs, they're kind of in a tight spot right now financially, because they got to pay the extra money for the fuel right now. So that's just me. It's my opinion. Dave Tyson says, gasoline prices are like being on probation. You get to go to work and back home. So, Dave, let me ask Dave Tyson this, because I respect his opinion as much as anybody. And listen, Dave, we'll get you on tomorrow. Talk about the Hall of Fame deal out at Lakeside. We'll get you on there tomorrow. But what I want to know is, I want this from Dave Tyson. Do you believe the price of gas is going to affect some of these marquee races? And again, Dave Tyson, I respect as much as anybody, right? Austin, he says, stay local and support the local tracks. What do you think about that, Austin? You know me, I'm not, oh gosh, this could get me in trouble. I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, since I've traveled up and down the road all these years, man, there's not enough sprint car racing in the Kansas City area. Would you agree with that, Austin? We need more.
There isn't any. Well, I mean, there is a little bit.
You got non-wing racing
around
here.
But yeah, but R racing.
Right. Wing sprint car racing, there's not a lot of it, right? Unless you want to watch some 305s.
No.
No, you don't want to watch that, do you? I mean, I don't mind watching a good 305 race if you got good talent there, right?
Got to have more than 10 cars.
Yeah. Isn't that what they had up at US 36?
10 on the dot. I called it.
You called them. You called that number, didn't you? Yeah.
I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
You know, you stole that line. You know that, don't you?
Oh, of course. I mean, everybody steals everything.
Yeah. You know what line that movie was from?
I don't watch TV, Scott. You know that.
Joe Pesci said that line in a movie. I know a thing or two about a thing or two. What movie was that? Wasn't it Joe Pesci that said that? I think it was. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're going to take a break, because we want to get Derek on the show here pretty quick. He is waiting on us, and we're going to give him a call. We're going to take a break. Today's show is brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. Derek Kissinger is going to join us next. D-Suave, right here on Mostly Motorsports.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
39 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with Austin O'Neill. He's running the show for us here today at Racing Boys HQ. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. And joining us now is a longtime friend of mine. I remember back in the day when we worked together. Derek Kissinger joins us now. Derek, how you doing, bud?
It is an honor to be on the show. I haven't been on it in a few years. I think the last time I was on it, we were at Eldora for the Whirlwind Hunter, so I'm ready to go. How you been?
I've been doing good, man. You since the day that me and you worked together down at the Short Track Nationals, I just got to say this. You were running the camera for me back in those days when I was the pit reporter. Those were some good times we had down there in the infields running around, wasn't it, bud?
Yeah, and you were giving me tips and pointers, too, of how to, like, dodge some sprint cars if they came my way. It was, like, I think one of my first, you know, big-time sprint car events I ever attended. I've been to some weekly stuff before that, but overall, going down there to I-30 was a great time. And,
yeah.
You know, all the memories you get with you, it was fun.
Yeah, no doubt. I think I was trying to give you some women advice, too, a little bit along the way. But don't take any of that advice.
I'm engaged, so it worked.
How about that? So how long have you been engaged?
In 2 weeks.
You're getting married in 2 weeks?
No, I got engaged 2 weeks ago. We're getting married next May.
Oh, how about that? So tell me a little bit about your bride.
Oh, her name's Colleen. She's great. We got two kids, Tommy and Sophie. So ready to tie the knot and continue the future, but... she hasn't been to too many races, so I'm going to take her to the Prairie Dirt Classic in July there in Fairbury and show her a good time and show what we kind of do behind the scenes. So she's looking forward to that. Hopefully I can get her to more races down the line.
Hey, talk about your podcast that you do and let everybody know how they can tune into it.
Okay, so me and Tyler Erb, late model driver out of Ohio, formerly from Texas, hosts a show called Slob Talk, and you can watch it on Flow Racing or DirtOnDirt.com. It will be on both channels, but basically we kind of do like lighthearted, barstoolish type questions, like part of my take with a driver, maybe a crew chief, something like that. We don't go like too much in detail of racing. We kind of do more personable and try to get them fired up and stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what we do here on Mostly Motorsports. We get off topic a little bit and start talking about other things. But let's talk about what's going on at Eldora this week. 124 cars. Are you happy with that number?
Oh, yeah, I'm very happy. Obviously, you know, with certain factors, maybe economy-wise, less people racing nowadays, people just trying to stick close to home. 124 cars is great. The first one, they had 275, but that was a different era back in 2001. But you have the 124 of the best in the business. There's not too many, you know, low-tier teams here. So you got all the big money teams. You got a couple other guys from, you know, Sprint Cars and Tyler Courtney and Donnie Schatz. Then you have Chase Briscoe, the NASCAR driver. So it's good, and it's the first time we've had over 120 cars at Eldora for a crown jewel, either the Dirt Late Model Dream or the World 100, that we got over 120 cars. We got 124 this weekend, and actually they just got done with qualifying, and Mike Marler was the quickest overall, so they're getting ready to run heat races in the prelims.
Yeah, we've had Mike on our show several times over the course of the last 6 months, and he is such a good guy. And I kind of pull for him. Am I understating or overstating, Mike Mueller is not one of the more well-financed teams out there. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
I would say he has Mr. Delk. He helps out a lot. Mike Mueller, he's a racer through and through. I mean, he started the modified days, duked it out with Jimmy Owens for a national championship and modifieds in UMP back in 2002. I would say, you know, he's a top 15 team, but man, that guy, he can drive a dump truck. He's been in different rides throughout his career. He's kind of like a, you know, a little traveler a little bit, switching chassis, but, the last, you know, 5 to 6 years, he's been with the same car owner, and I think they've, got it dialed in. And he debuted a Longhorn here last year and ran top three at the World 100. So he's off to a good start and, fastest overall. We'll see if he can keep that ball rolling, and maybe he can get $1 million here later tonight.
Yeah, the 157 of Mike Mueller went 15.83 with a 9. Sound like a drag racer right there, just so you know. But anyway, long story short is I'm really happy for him to get up there. You know, I want to bring up Devin Moran just a little bit. It seems like to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like he's a little more committed maybe to the Lucas Oil 8 Model Dirt Series. And I'm told that he's not going to be running for points in either series, right? But
he's going to run kind of a, you know, outlawish schedule, as in not running the World of Outlaws, but kind of doing like the old school Scott Blomquist, Billy Moyer, where they're just going to go hit up the big shows and compete in, you know, certain events. I think he actually skipped out on the Lucas Oil races out in Iowa 2 or 3 weeks ago because the weather was looking bad, and he raced close to home, got a big time win at Hilltop in Ohio, and he got a big win last week at West Virginia Motor. And obviously this weekend, you know, his dad won the first Eldora Million. There's only been one winner, and it's a Moran. So I feel like he has a little bit of pressure on him. I don't know if he's feeling it, but you can kind of, you know, sense and feel it in the air here at Eldora. They're like, man, this guy, if you want this, it'd be pretty badass.
Yeah. What would you say is the biggest story in late model race? And I know this is kind of, we're going backwards just a little bit, but is Brandon Shepherd going over to the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series? Is that the big story over the winter this year?
Well, yeah, that was kind of a shocking news. I think they announced it in April that, you know what, Mark Richards and company and that Blue Rocket One team have been supporting the World of Outlaws for a long, long time. I think they just looked at it financially. Lucas Oil had a bunch of $50,000 to win races. They were winning points at the time because leading up to that point, the two series never like crossed over on the same weekend, so you could run both. And they decided, you know, we're going to take our talents elsewhere. The Outlaws was always a great success for them. They've won plenty of races, either with Josh or Brandon. But Mark Richards, the team president, I always call him, is like, let's go run some Lucas races. We'll still hit up the big World of Outlaw races, like the USA Nationals at Cedar Lake and the Prairie Dirt Classic at Fairbury. But right now they're currently leading the points there, and not too many guys have won both, you know, national championships on both sides. I know, like, Tim McCready and Josh Richards, and I think Scott Blomquist is the other one, so you'd be the fourth guy if you could pull out a championship this year. So it's pretty cool. Big-time shift in the late model world. It was kind of shocking news when they did it, but, you know, we've had so many races since then, I think people have kind of forgot about it, and they're kind of, you know, the Sheppy Nation is still going to support him no matter what series he goes to.
Yeah, you're more of an insider than I am, because, you know, I've kind of got to look at everything in motorsports right now. Tell me, was there a falling out between the team and Brandon Sheppard with the World of Outlaws? What caused them to make their mind up to go run with the Lucas Oil 8 Model Dirt Series?
Well, I just think because, you know, in their eyes, Lucas Oil, they added five or six, you know, $50,000 to win races on their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that team, no matter where they unload, it could be in BFE, it could be in Australia. That team is always a top-tier program, and every time they take that car out of the trailer, they're going to be one of the favorites. So I think they wanted a little bit of change of scenery. I don't think there was, like, anything that I know. I mean, I've talked to Sheppard a whole bunch. We're close buddies. I don't think there was anything, like, too crazy that them, like, deciding or bad blood between the two. I just think it was kind of like, hey, let's try this. This is, like, a one-time shot. We're running the points here in April, and let's give a crack at it.
It seems like to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, D, it seems like to me there's never been a better time to run a late model. You've got the XR series, you've got the Lucas Oil late model dirt series, you've got the World of Outlaw late models. Has there ever been a better time and more money involved in late model racing than there is right now?
Oh, no. I think when they ran the first Vermillion in 2001, there was only three races in the entire country that, you know, only paid $50,000 or more. Now we have, in 2022 alone, 20 races that pay $50,000 or more. So there's a whole bunch of money being thrown at it. I think all the series decided, hey, we need to step up our game when XR came in and started offering all this money for them. So the World of Outlaws, you know, made their points money better. They had more races to add it that paid more money to win. Obviously, Lucas Oil did that. Now you have the Eldora Million back, and then we have another Dirt Late Model Dream Friday and Saturday, which is the second highest paying race of the season. So it's definitely a good time to be in a late model. It's just kind of funny. I was talking to Billy Moyer. He's participating this week, and he's like, man, I just kind of started racing 20 years earlier because now I'd be in my prime if I was 20 years younger racing for all this big money. So it's kind of cool and funny that he gave me that quote there.
I hate to put you on a spot here, but let me ask you, if you were to measure each series, and I'm sorry to do this to you, but if you were to measure each series, is there one tougher than the other? Or are they equal?
Oh, I mean, I just think, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, you would probably say the World of Outlaws are better, and they had Brandon Sheppard, Shane Clan, Tim McCready. Shane Clan is back on the World of Outlaws, and, you know, Sheppard went to Lucas Oil. But, I mean, obviously, top to bottom, I think Lucas Oil is just a tad better. I mean, they also have more crown jewel races, per se. I mean, both have great events, don't get me wrong.
And right.
It's actually great that we have two national series, because you're going to have one champion winning $150,000 with the World of Outlaws, and you're going to have another champion with Lucas Oil winning $125,000. So you're going to have two guys making some good money. You're going to have, you know, 20 to 24 guys who are going to make money racing the national series. So that's a good thing. But right now, I would give the edge over the World of Outlaws. But just like everything, it's a revolving door. And, you know, in 2 years, it could be the World Outlaws better, and Lucas Oil's, you know, down a little bit. So, but I would say this year, if I had a gun to the head, I would say Lucas Oil for sure.
How much has the Barry Braun's XR series played in effect to people wanting to run an outlaw schedule? Because he's throwing a lot of money at these deals, too.
Well, I mean, Jonathan Davenport, he has been a Lucas Oil regular since pretty much 2015 when he won the championship. He's like, okay, we have all these big races. We have all these, you know, big-time money races with XR. We can go to a World of Outlaw race. They're paying $30,000 close to home. We don't have to go all the way, you know, to Minnesota to race a Lucas race. We're going to go, you know, to where the big races are. He's done that. Chris Madden, he pulled off the World of Outlaws leading the points. And earlier in the season, he's running an outlaw schedule, and like Devin Moran, Chris Ferguson, guys like that. So I think it's, you know, it's definitely changed the landscape of racing. But I think, you know, all parties and all series said, you know what, we got to step up our game. We can't fall back in the times and be the one, you know, left hanging. So I think they've done all three of them have done a good job. And then you got the Flow Racing Night in America's midweek shows that are paying, you know,
that's great,
$22,000 to $25,000, yep, on a weeknight leading up to those big time races on the weekend. So I think it's definitely very beneficial for the drivers and teams because they have plenty of options to go throughout the year.
Yeah, I love your guys' pre-race show that you do in the studio as well, man. That's just a great addition to your weekly broadcast that you guys are doing. That's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, we need you to like come in guest host.
No,
sometime we'd love to have you, Scott.
Listen, dude, I'm getting old. I quit the road and I started this podcast with Austin. And we're on the air 6 days a week. I don't have really much time for anything anymore. But you know what? You're a young man. You can still beat up and down the road. You still got a lot of energy left in you. Hey, let's talk about what Tony did. I think the biggest story out of Eldora right now is what Tony Stewart did to take the dirt that they put on there, the new dirt. They took it off and got down to the old dirt and reconditioned the racetrack. That was a major effort by Tony Stewart, wasn't it?
Oh, I mean, usually my entire life, whoever won on Memorial Day weekend the Show Me 100, like Chris Ferguson, that would have been the biggest storyline come that Tuesday after the weekend holiday. But after that Johnny Appleseed Classic and only five cars finished and Tyler with the win Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, that was the news of the town. People were saying, oh my gosh, we're going to be on this track in 2 weeks. It is rough and tumble. You know, people were just getting concerned, like, man, if we're leading this race and the track conditions are going to knock us out, that would just be awful in itself. Well, then they got the track hard. Well, they had a big-time rainstorm on Monday and going into Tuesday. So they were behind the eight ball, and they definitely will not have been able to race. So Tony and the gang, luckily it's Eldora. They can made the decision to scrape it down to the old dirt, and it's holding up pretty nicely. It's actually pretty smooth. Maybe a little couple of patches there, but it's I think it's going to be a good, entertaining 24 hours, per se, because we have a two-day show going on as we speak. So I think Tony and them did the good thing. I think all the drivers, when they saw it pulling in yesterday before we got rained out, they're like, okay, it looks like the old Eldora. I think they have something to work with, and it's showing here early on a Thursday at the Big E.
I don't know if you were with Dirt on Dirt in 2007. Were you?
No, I started in 2011, but I was a big time, you know, avid supporter, and you obviously knew what it was.
You know, we were talking about it a little bit earlier that Kirk and I went to the World 100 there back in the day in 2007. It was Jimmy Owens' first win there at the World 100.
And that was a day race, wasn't it?
It was a day race, and it was blowing dust so bad. And Kirk and I looked at each other and said, oh, this is going to be a shit show right here, right? And it was one of the best late model races I'd ever seen.
Well, yeah, I think Big E is just one of those tracks, you know, when it's a day race, they can put their brains together and come up with a track condition that you know, will work very, very well for them. And obviously, Eldora is a big, high-banked racetrack. And it hardly, knock on wood, it hardly ever takes a one-lane rubber racetrack. It's just, I don't know if it's just like the driving and they can go to different lanes and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's definitely one of the few tracks where it's a day race. You know, it can hold on and it can be pretty good. But also, I mean, you're in Ohio. No matter what racetrack you go to, it always seems like it's dusty. But, yeah, I remember the start of that race on that Sunday afternoon. It was very dusty and hard to see. But, yeah, Jimmy Owens pulled it off that day.
Yeah, there was a lot of action during that race. So what do you think we're going to see today? You got a lot of racing going on. You got 124 cars. They just got done qualifying. What kind of show do you think we're going to see today?
Well, I think for the drivers and race teams, I know they're going to be racing twice, but personally, I think it's a good thing they're doing this because, A, you're not thinking all day if we raced last night, oh my gosh, I'm starting on heat six pole. If I win this, I'll be starting the front row of $1 million to win race. So I think, like, throughout the, you know, the process, they're going to be, you know, beating and banging on their car, thinking of the setup and stuff like that. But I mean, these features, people are going to try to get their points to get the best possible starting spot for the heat races tonight. And I think those B mains later on, before the big show, they are going to be absolute chaos. I think people are going to try some moves they've never done before, because it is $5,000 to start. And if you make the show 100 laps at Eldora, anything's possible. So, I think we're going to have some high tension throughout the day, but I think the racetrack's going to hold up nicely. We'll definitely see some sliders. I'm just hoping we see a great show for the fans, because it would be pretty badass if we had two guys duking it out towards the end to see how they play each other on that final lap.
That would be great. I'm going to let my producer, Austin O'Neill, ask you a question here real quick. Austin?
We can't go to Eldora without talking about Brandon Overton after he swept the Dream last year. So he didn't qualify very good. I think he was 41st in his group, what I saw. What do you think about his chances this year? What does he have a shot to maybe go three in a row, or maybe even carry that momentum over into the Dream this weekend?
Oh, I mean, B.O., big sexy Brandon Overton, he is definitely a favorite. And, you know, it's kind of hard to just to picture how to, like, start off good, because you invert four from the heat races. They take the top three, and then you get your qualifying time lapse. Well, then by the end of the night, you have these points, and then the guy, overall points leader, he flips or he spins a wheel, and we can invert six again. So maybe he's trying to do an old Scott Blomquist tactic, kind of struggling there in qualifying. Maybe he can hit the redraw on the wheel misfortune later. But, you know, 100-lap race, that guy, if he's in the show, he'll definitely be in contention. I know that he is using the race car that he used at the World 100 and Dream last year. Just been sitting on ice back at the race shop. So, yeah, Overton will definitely be one of the favorites, no doubt.
Can you give me maybe four or five guys that you think are realistically have a chance to win this race? Can you break it down to four or five guys that you can think of that are going to be players in this, you know, like Turbo or Brandon Shepherd? I mean, just can you give me a few names?
Yeah, I'll go in reverse order. So number four favorite I had, because I did a little handicap piece on it, I had number four was Brandon Shepherd. They're in the Rocket House car. Obviously, I'm a little biased. He's from Illinois, so I'm going to put him in there. But every time they unload, they're always pretty solid. He won the 2019 Dream. Last year's Dream, he led 60 laps. The 2020 Dirt Late Model Stream with no fans, he led, you know, the first 52 laps. Him and Bobby Pierce are duking it out before Tim McCree. So feature time, I think they'll get that car dialed in. He has a chance. Number three, Dale McDowell, Mac Daddy. I think his average finish the last 10 Dreams is like 4.9. Obviously, he's only won it once in 2014, but if the track plays his part, maybe he's starting up in that 12th, you know, sixth range on Saturday or tonight, he can make some noise because he's always passing a crap ton of cars. So he's my third favorite. Second is Brandon Overton, obviously the recent success, sweeping the Dream last year. And then my favorite is Jonathan Davenport. I mean, since 2015, he has a Dirt Late Model Dream, an Intercontinental Championship, and four World 100. So he's kind of like the modern-day Eldora guru, I call him. Kind of has like that Billy Moyer, Scott Blomquist, you know, flair in him. Every time he unloads, it just seems like that car's on balance, or it's just balanced every single time.
So. Yeah, and Jonathan Davenport, he just picked up that $50,000 at the historic 100 at West Virginia Motor Speedway. He's got some momentum going for him right now, too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. It'll be very interesting to see. He kind of started the year slow, and now he has $350,000 to win paydays before this. But he told me yesterday that the season doesn't start until tonight, Swab. So once he said this after this race is over, then you can kind of big sigh of relief. The million's over with it. You can kind of just finish out the rest of the season.
Yeah. Well, Derek, man, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy day for you guys over there at Flow. A lot going on there. And, you know, let me just say this. It doesn't get any better than what Flow. I mean, I think I counted 42 or 44 races one weekend that you guys had on. I know you're doing over 18. They're doing over 1,800 races for the year. There's never been a better time to sit at home. Let me ask you this before I let you go. How many people do do you think, because of the price of fuel, this was a big topic before we got you on the air today. How many people do you think the price of fuel is affecting them going to Eldora this weekend? Do you think there's going to be a few of those people?
Oh, you're always going to have a few of those people, but I think just the way the crowd is right now on this afternoon, it is you can feel the vibe. You look at the campgrounds, I mean, it looks like me, it's just like a World 100 type, you know, people camping. I think just because it's $1 million,
yeah,
people want to be part of history because it was a generation ago, you know, 20 years that they did the last one. But, you know, with the fuel prices and stuff like that, and some people can't get to the races, I do think that streaming is kind of like that foothold. Why we get through this, like, you know, this fuel crisis that maybe, like, okay, they see this racetrack. Once we get the fuel down, we're definitely going to go see this. So I think promoters and other people like that just, you know, just say, take a big, deep breath. It's going to be, you know, you can't look at your numbers from 2020 when the only thing open in the country was dirt weight model tracks or,
right,
you know, any dirt tracks. So people are going to those. So I think it's like kind of like a kind of holding it together when people can't go. So when the fuel prices go down, I definitely think you're going to see, you know, more people going back to the races and stuff like that. But here at Eldora this weekend, I think everybody's like, okay, we're going to take our vacation. We're going to go be part of history and maybe see our favorite driver win $1 million, which is kind of crazy to hear and say.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Derek, we hope to talk to you down the road a little bit more this year. If you don't mind coming on from time to time, we'd love to have you on and talk about what's going on in the late model world. You're as savvy about late model racing as anybody, and I love your little segments when you're walking around the racetrack with the drivers too, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're planning on doing the one lap, one beer segment with the winner tonight. So hopefully it's somebody that's a good interview and a good time, because, I mean, if I won $1 million, I guarantee you I wouldn't be unloading tomorrow for the dirt late model dream. I would have a good time and cherish the moment. But either way, I think it's going to be a great night, and we're going to see some history here, and hopefully we have a great slug fest between, you know, two or three drivers, and we have a great photo finish, and everybody's happy.
Yeah. All right, Derek. Thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate you. We'll be talking to you down the road, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Scott. You're the man.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. There you have it, Derek Kitchener. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. a beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities, a large pool for relaxation and families, the Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill, great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. We want to remind everybody that the track tribute to Ascot Park is going on up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum right now. And it's going to be going through October 1st. So if you want to get up there and check out all the great cars, I think they got nine cars, somewhere in that area. Cars that are up there in the museum right now that raced at Ascot Park. They've got a Pernelli Jones car, a Jimmy Oskey's car, Bruce Brahmy, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, Dean Thompson. They've got cars up there as well. They've got T-shirts and posters available. It's all going on right now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and that will be going through, I believe, October 2nd. So get up there and check it out. If you're going to be going up to Knoxville this weekend to watch the World of Outlaws, it'd be a great time for you to go up there and check out the museum. It's right over there off of Turn 2 on 14 Highway. Go over there and check it out. Again, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, all year round, folks. It is just one of the great places. They only close on Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year's Day. Those are the only days they close during the year. So go up there and check it out. If you love motorsports like we do here at Mostly Motorsports, you got to get up there to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Don't forget, they still have the Sprint Car Raffle going on. They've got a 2022 Triple X chassis with a 410 motor in it. They'll be giving that away on December 16th, Friday, December 16th. You can buy a ticket online at SprintCarRaffle.com. That's SprintCarRaffle.com. And don't forget about the 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette that they're going to be drawing up there as well. Folks, I've told you this more than once this week and over the last couple weeks. I found one of these cars online, and they're selling for $150,000. So it's like getting $150,000 if you purchase this one of 1,000 Corvettes. It's an IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette, and they'll be drawing on it on August 13th during the Knoxville Nationals. So get up there and check it out, man. Buy you a ticket. Buy one for the sprint car. Buy one for the Corvette. Check out the tribute to Ascot Park. It's going to be a good time when you go up there. And don't forget, if you'd like to be up there for the World of Outlaws this weekend, they've got tickets. You can buy tickets to sit up on the second floor of the Hall of Fame. I think they're $80. So go up there and check them out. And when you go up there, make sure you tell Bob Baker you heard all about it on Mostly Motorsports with Austin and I. So, all right, we're down to the last couple minutes of the show. And I didn't really read much that was going on during the interview with Derek. But let me, when you watch a race on Flow or Dirt Vision, this is Nina Jennington, who is one of our favorite people of all time. You can't see just how fast they are going. Went to Knoxville last Saturday, had no idea how fast those cars are going until you see it live in person. It's so much better. I would agree with you. There's no doubt about it. It is definitely what you want to do. You definitely want to go up there and check it out live. See what happened right there, Austin? Did you see that?
Well, I knew we were getting ready to talk about it, so I had to be informed on what's going on.
Kirk, you could put that on something on Dirt Vision if you'd like for us and put some late model racing up there. Dave Tyson said, I almost said Mike Tyson. Why did I do that, Dave? I'm not sure it's going to affect the marquee races. I'm still planning on going on my marquee events like Huset's, Knoxville Raceway events, but I know it's hindering a lot of people, travel plans. I hear it. So I'm with you. I think a lot of people are struggling financially right now. I just believe it. I if you're working stiff and you only have so much money, you're not going to be traveling up and down the road that much. That's just my opinion. And all right, so now let's get down to it. Who do you think Austin O'Neill, who's going to be racing at Knoxville this weekend, by the way. So if you want to go up and watch Austin race, watch the number 11 car roll around the racetrack. He's going to be up there this weekend. Austin, who's your pick? You got to think long and hard on this one. Is it the obvious? Who do you think?
I just turned on the stream back here so I could see what's going on, and they just finished the first heat race, and Mike Marler picks up the win. Dale McDowell broke with like two to go. So, I think, it's daytime racing, so you can only take it with what it gives you. So,
are we talking about today's race or?
Oh, tonight. Because, they have two features today, which I think it sets you up for tonight, right?
Yeah.
Or helps set you up for tonight. So, and if you're fast today, you're going to be fast later on. So,
right.
I think you have to at least pick Mike as a contender. Moran was kind of fast. He qualified, I think, fourth in his group. So, but a Moran hasn't won at Eldora since 2001 when Donnie won the million back in the day.
Right.
They call it the Moran curse. So, I think he could be a contender for it if he can break that. And I don't know. It's tough to say right now, but I think the 157's faster. You can't bet against Jonathan Davenport. I don't know. I can't tell you one right now.
Come on.
I need to, but I can't.
Have some stones and pick one.
Well, I can pick one, but
It doesn't matter if you're wrong or not.
No, but...
Come on, just grow some stones there. Come on, just pick one. Come on. I'm going to talk you into picking a driver.
All right, well...
Come on, you can do it. Don't be scared.
Well, my issue, I don't know.
I can't tell you how much I enjoy working with this kid.
Well, my issue is I don't know all. I know the big names, but like I don't know the ins and out of the late model race. I can tell you, who's probably the well known guys, but
right.
They're not always the best ones there. So I mean that's like Shannon Babs on the pole of heat race too. So you can't bet against Shannon anyways. I was going to limb here, Turbo. Turbo fan. You got to do something one day, Turbo, so.
Right.
I'm going Turbo.
You're taking Turbo.
I don't know. He probably won't keep it together for that long, but.
You know who I'm
going to. We're going Turbo.
Guess who I'm going to pick?
Mike Marler.
I always root for him. I'm just saying. I just, something about that guy. He's never said no to us, has he?
No.
Every time we've reached out to him to be on this show, he's been more than gracious with his time. So, Frog Hall says, we're staying close to home. We're going to the truck race instead of long trips. And see the Ascot display. So, hey, make sure you tell Bob when you're up there that you've been hearing about it a lot on Mostly Motorsports. Would you do that for me, Frog? Please do that for me, would you? We got to take care of each other here in this business. All right, so that is it. A long day of racing on television today.
Right, and before we get out of here, people have, for the past couple of days, have been asking about the Power Eye and the Extreme race to the lake this weekend.
How many cars do you think they'll have down there?
You know, the Nauman cars will have I'm going to say about 25 to 30 Nauman cars, are pretty close to the number that we had back in May when they were there last time.
Yeah.
Now for the 410 and, you know, Power Eye sprint cars or wing sprint cars, I'm going to say they're going to have a field of cars.
You full field of 410s?
I'm going to say about a full field, because I know like a Riley Kreisel built a wing car.
A 410 car, yeah.
I know, like Garrett Williamson, who's been racing at Knoxville and with ASCS, is going to put his 410 and go down there and race. So you're going to have a lot of our local guys that...
I think Blake Hahn's going, too.
Yeah, or you're going to have a lot of your local guys, let's say like a Miles Paulus or somebody else that has a 360 that doesn't have a 410,
yeah,
but knows how the lake races and how slow it gets, that the 360 can be somewhat competitive, that might take their car down there and have a shot for $5,000 to win. So... you know, with a mix of MOA guys, you know, you'll lose a lot of cars that go to Knoxville. So, I mean, a mix of your MOA guys or your local 410, like Farmington cars, and some 360s, you're probably going to have a full field of cars is what my guess is.
Yeah. MWRA is off this weekend, so Power Eye Extreme should be a good car count, says Caleb. So that should make for a good car count, right? With MWRA not racing this weekend, shouldn't that be – that should bring a lot of those non-wing cars – I believe Robert Blue's going to be running down there.
Well, I mean,
it's too.
Extreme Outlaw Sprints, so yeah. It's who's been running with them full time. And you know, I have a friend that races, you know, with Power Eye and MWRA that said he wasn't going to be able to make it this weekend, but they were expecting, you know, 40 non-wing cars. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see 70-ish, you know, sprint cars in the pits at the lake.
Yeah,
between both classes.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Austin, good job today, buddy. Appreciate you. We're going to cut out of here. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. What is today? What day is it?
Thursday.
It's Thursday, so tomorrow's Phone Friday. I think we're going to have Dave Tyson on, talk a little bit about what's going on out at Lakeside Speedway with the CARB Hall of Fame. They've got a reunion going on out there, so maybe we'll ask Dave to come on and talk about that a little bit tomorrow as well. So... tune in tomorrow. Kirk Elliott will be sitting in with us, and we'll talk about what happened at Eldora today. It's all on Mostly Motorsports. It starts at 12 noon Central Time tomorrow. We hope that you'll join us. For my producer, Austin O'Neill, for my partner, Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day
for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.